So this is August 16th, Purnima, Shravan Purnima in Radhakund. And this is the most auspicious holy day of Lord Balaram's appearance in this world. At least we are seeing it that way from the viewpoint of our Goswamis. But the Brijbasis throughout Brajmandal, they observe something called Balaram Chait. They call it Balaram Chait or Balaram Shasti. It's a different day, even a different month. I think so. It's not today, let's put it that way. So Balaram likes to have two birthdays, apparently, because everyone likes a party. So we're celebrating on Shravan Purnima. And this is coming from Jiva Goswami and our six Goswamis, their understanding of his appearance. But we have to keep in mind, don't create any fighting mood or why is it like this or what? Because, for one thing, the Lord, every day of Brahma, every thousand Dwapara Yugas, Balaram comes to this world and Krishna comes after every thousand Dwapara Yugas. And at each, that's called a kalpa, day of Brahma, one kalpa. Thousand Chatur Yuga cycles. Chatur Yuga means Satya, Treta, Dwapara, and Kali. And each time he does it a little differently. If you read the different Puranas, Vishnu Puran describes Krishna's Leela, Skanda Puran describes, and so many different Shrutis describe Krishna's pastimes, and each give a different twist and a little different idea because they're focusing. Those rishis are those realized souls who are agents of that revealed truth or tattva. They are tuning in on different kalpas. Like you have your tuner and your cable TV and your remote, you have 150 channels or 350 or 900 or something. So you tune in on different channels. So they're tuning into different universes. They become the medium for variety because the Lord is never stale. He's never dull. He's always full of variegatedness. Chitra, Vichitra Leela. His Leela is very colorful and variegated. So in different universes, he's doing it a different way. And so that's why we see some variances in scriptures. They're all correct, they're all perfect, they're all true, they're all revealed, and they're all ecstatic and beneficial, all successful, all perfect, and all blissful, as the Bhagavatam is described. First canto, there's a verse like that. This Bhagavat Puran is all successful, all perfect, and all complete, like this. Purna Shastra. So we celebrate today. This is a very auspicious day. And when we think of the Vishnu Tattva, this of course Balaram and Krishna are Vishnu Tattva. Once Prabhupada was speaking about Balaram and Krishna, and he said, what is the difference between Krishna and Balaram? And Prabhupada answered his own question by saying, if you like a white god because you're a whitey, then we have the white god, Balaram. If you like a black god because you're a blackie, then we have the black god, Shyamasundara. And if you like a very colorful god, we have a green god. If you like green, if green's your favorite color, we have a green god, Ram. And maybe you like yellow or gold, so we have a yellow god also. And that's Gauranga. And you may like red. Red's my favorite color. Well, then we have a god for you also. That's Yajna Purush, the Yajna avatar. He's red in color. Or you say you like white. White makes you feel happy. Oh, we have a white god also. That's called Hansa Bhagavan. Hans Bhagavan, who's the lord of the Nimbark Sampradaya, the Ishtadev, Hansa Bhagavan. He's white. So we come. Our god comes in multicolors. There's no limit. He comes in red, right? Comes in yellow and blue. And if you know anything about art, even if you only studied finger painting, what can you do with red, yellow, and blue? So red, yellow, and blue are called the primary colors, mukhya rang. And from red, yellow, and blue in various combinations, you can make unlimited colors. This is the law of color. Red and blue makes purple, right? Yellow and blue makes green, right? And yellow and red makes orange. These are the things I learned when I was 7 years old right now. Because We do not have a stale idea of God. We do not have a limited idea. We have ananta rupam, ananta lilam, ananta namam, ananta gunam, ananta dhammam. God is unlimited forms, unlimited names, unlimited lilas, unlimited abodes. He's ananta. Ananta is another name for Krishna. Ananta Krishna. Ananta Sham. So we can say, oh, God is a person, but he comes in multicolors. You can have God with two arms, four arms. Well, do you like six? Okay, take a six arm. Do you like eight? We have an eight arm God. We have a six arm. We have a ten arm. We have a hundred arm. We have a thousand arm. How many do you want? So this is exciting. This is the unlimited nature of God. So why should God only be white? Or why should he only be blue? Like sometimes the Christians, we meet, hey, what is this blue God? God can't be blue. We say, yeah, he's blue, he's red, he can be any color. the guy's taking issue with the fact that God that he's blue. Why does God have to be blue? They would argue something. What is this? Why God has to be blue? And we say, no, he can be any color. Then they really get they don't know where to take their argument, because their argument's focused on this blue Lord Shyam. We say, he can be, you're a prejudice? You're a apartheid system? You don't like niggers? You don't like black people? You're a whitey, you're a uptight whitey. So you want a white God? Oh, we have a white God also. Dalji Balaram, Baladev. If you prefer white. Or you're American Indian, you want a red God. All right, we have a red God too. Or you're a Chinaman, you have yellow skin. You have a golden yellow skin. Oh, we have a yellow God also. So this is the unlimited nature of God. God is beautiful, God is variegated. Vichitra lila, vichitra rupam. This makes attraction. If every day your wife wears white clothes, then what happens after the third day? You say, get lost. Get out of here. Are you a widow or something? White is for widows. W for white, W for widows. And this is, you don't wear white. It means, in a course in America, when a woman gets married, she wears white. It's such a funny thing. Indians ride by a church and they say, oh, look at that poor girl. She's so young and she's a widow. But why is everybody smiling and throwing rice? Because they throw rice, like swastiyayanam. They don't know, but they're throwing rice on them. And the guy's wearing a black, dark black tuxedo. So, okay, they figure, oh, that must be her brother. And he's consoling her and he's wearing black because somebody died, her husband died, and she's become a widow. Well, why is she wearing all those diamonds and necklaces? And, you know, so much jewelry and his white long gown. They ride by the church. But everyone's smiling and laughing. There's no bright flaming red and, you know, like 10 kilos of lipstick on your lips and red paint all everywhere and mehendi up to your earlobes. You know, from your fingertips to your earlobes, you have mehendi, and from your backside to your, you know, bottom of your feet, and everything is painted up and dabbed up and tuned up. I mean, an Indian wedding is really a grand illusion, I suppose. But it's all part of the trick, to tie everybody tightly in illusion. But that's besides the point. But the idea is that we like variety in color and form and shape and sound. So, generally, when we worship Krishna, we worship Krishna along with his Shakti. Shakti, Shaktiman. And when we think of Krishna, we automatically think of Radha. We say that God, sometimes the women's liberationists, the liberal party, they say, hey, what is it? Why God has to be man, male? Why can't God be female? We say, yes, God is also female. We have no argument with you. We are the homogenation religion, but homogenized milk. This is homogenation. Everything we mix, we can accommodate. It's the all-accommodating dharma, Hindu dharma, especially Gaudiya Vaishnavism. We can accommodate everyone. The Mayavadis, oh, God is consciousness, force. The force be with you. It's all force, consciousness, energy, man. Got to merge into it. Yeah, okay, that's Brahman. We also worship Brahman. That's Krishna's effulgence. That's just the rays of light coming from his peacock feather. The rays of light coming from his peacock feather, that's the Brahman that you want to merge into. Oh, Okay, merge into his peacock feather, be happy, man. But I'd rather merge into his chest. I want a loving embrace like Gopakumar and Brihad Bhagavatamrita. If you're happy with the eye of the peacock feather, and that's the aim of your bhajan and yoga, then okay, merge in the peacock feather. Be happy with the eye of the peacock feather, the jyoti, the Brahma jyoti of Krishna's jyoti, his effulgence. We have it all. We have everything. So generally, we worship. We say, yes, God is male. God is also female. Radharani is female God. And Krishna is a male God. And they're indispensable. They're interdependent. One cannot exist without the other. Behind every great woman God, there's a great man. Right? Behind that woman God, there's Krishna. Beyond every great man God, there's a great woman, Radha. So they come together. Yugal. Radha Krishna Yugal. But then Prabhupada said that Balaram is the same as Krishna. He's Vishnu Tattva. He's Bhagavan. Bhagavan Balaram. Lord Balaram. But we don't hear much about Balaram because our line of worship, our line of archan and meditation is drawn to Radha Krishna Yugal. They are Ishtadev. But if Krishna has his female counterpart, has his female aspect, his Shakti, and Balaram is the same as Krishna, therefore, Balaram must have his female aspect, his female Shakti, isn't it? So this is never discussed so much or understood so much, nor is it revealed very much in our Shastra about the Shaktis of Balaram. There's minute mention in the pastime of Shankachuda and Dasamaskanda, 10th canto, when Krishna killed Shankachuda, when it's Holi Purnima, Holika Purnima, and it says that Krishna and Balaram went to the forest at Govardhan in Vasant, Chaitra Vaishak in the springtime. Beautiful spring breezes were blowing, laden with fragrant evening blossoming flowers like Komudi and other flowers. Nice fragrance, cool breeze, moon was rising, Chandrama, Purnima. So Krishna and Balaram came to sport and play holi with their gopikas. Balaram has his gopis and Krishna has his gopis. And they're different. Balaram has his ashtasakis. Balaram has his ashtamanjaris. As Krishna has his ashtasakis. Alita Vishaka, Chandra, Chitra, Tungavidya, Sudevi, Rangadevi, and Induleka. And then, of course, Radha is his leader, Yudheshwari. But Balaram has his Ashtasakis. And Radharani and Lalita has her Ashtamandris, and Vishaka has her Ashtamandris. So the Ashtamandris of Lalita are, of course, Rupa, and Vilas, and Kasturi, and Manjoli, and Vilas, and like this, Rupa Mandri, Labhanga Mandri, Rasa Mandri, Guna Mandri, Raga Mandri. Ashtamandris. So Balaram has the same. Shakti, Shaktiman. If there's Shaktiman, means the possessor, the controller of Shakti, he must have Shaktis. Sarup Shakti, Ladani Shakti, Sandini, Sambit. So Balaram has. But what are the names? Because that's on your mind. The question is beating on the doors of your mind. What are the names of Balaram's Ashtasakis? And the answer is, I don't know. I have never read. So you have to keep that question till you get there. Then you can find out. You'll be introduced. Lalita and Rupa Mandri and your Guru Sakhi, Guru Mandri, they'll introduce. We will be introduced. Formal introduction into the family. Oh, this is my cousin. He's from London. You haven't met him. He's so and so. And this is my nephew, and this is my uncle. And you will meet, gradually you will meet your family members when you come in association, in proximity. But when you're in Delhi, you're far from London. So when you're in material consciousness, we're far from the spiritual reality. So we can't meet our family members, our eternal family members. We are eternal, we're not body, we're not temporary. We have temporary bodies and temporary families and temporary family members. It is all maya. Illusion, moha. In Sanskrit they say moha, in Hindi they say mo. Mo, Larry, and Curly. Three stooges. Mo, Larry, and Curly. Mo means illusion, and there's Larry and Curly. So, these are some interesting family members whom we will meet when we enter the spiritual world. The Ashtasakis of Balaram, because they're there. Just like you have relatives somewhere. You never met them, doesn't mean they're not there. But when you go to England, then you'll meet them. So we have relatives. It's relative. Why are they called relatives? Because they're relative. They're not absolute. We have absolutives. We have absolutives and relatives. Relatives are existing in the relative world. Theory of relativity. E equals mc squared. Energy equals mass over speed or something like this, whatever it is. So they're relative. They're related to the tiv. Right? They're my relatives. Reli means relationship. We have relationships, so they're relatives. Tiv means who knows what. Tiv means something. Right? It's a English conjunct. A sundi. Relative. Relative. So we have absolutives. Guru is absolutive. So we have, I would like you to meet my absolutes. This is my Gurudev. He's my absolute. Here's my Paramguru. He's my absolute. Here's my Parataru Guru. He's my absolute. Guru, Paramguru, Parataru. Paraguru. This is my Guru. Niti Lila Prishnam Sri Shimarisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. This is my Paramguru. Niti Lila Prishnam Ashtar Sata Shishimad Bhakti Sanatha Sarasani Thakur Ki Jai. This is my Paraguru. Sakshat Vairagya Sri Shimad Goraki Shardas Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. These are my absolutes. These are my absolutes. These are members of my eternal spiritual family. So in the same way, when Balaram would say, Krishnadas or Krishnadasi or so-and-so Manjari, I want you to meet my Ashtasakis. I remember you were speaking about them on my appearance day one day. You were groping and trying to imagine what are their names. But Rupa Goswami did not reveal it to you, and Jiva Goswami did not reveal it to you, and Vishwanath did not reveal it to you. I was keeping that secret. But otherwise, if everything's known, there's nothing, no fun up here. If you learn everything up down there, when you come up here, there's no surprises. You know it all. It's so boring. There's nothing new to learn. So that's the whole idea. There's always something new under the sun in the spiritual world. In the material world, they have a phrase, nothing new under the sun. Maybe you never heard this phrase, but it's quite popular. There's nothing new under the sun. Your father grew up, got lusty, got married, had some kids, had a job, and died. You grew up, got lusty, got married, had some kids, had a job, you know, made some money, and died. And then your kid, it's nothing new. Janda mritu jahavyadi, samsara chakra. You're not a new addition. It's the same old, same old. And is nothing new under the sun. What's new? iPod. That's new. It's a trinket. It's just a trinket. They had trinkets in the 20s, and they have trinkets now. Everywhere trinkets. That's nothing new. It's just some trinket to take people away from God. Whether it's, you know, this thing or that thing. In the 20s, they had, 1920s, they had something to divert. The consumerists and business people would create something to divert people from God, and they'll always do it. So Balaram has this Shakti aspect. We hear so much about the immediate expansion of Krishna to Radharani for his vilas, for his pastimes, Srimati Radharani, his Srup Shakti expansion. And Balaram, of course, he has his leading gopi, his equivalent to Radharani, but who that is, we can't say. We never read anywhere. But that says Krishna has his leading chief, Mukhya Gopi, and his Ashta Gopis, and his main gopi. There's Ashta Gopis and the main gopi. Like Chandravali is a main gopi, and she has her Ashta Sakis. And then among all the gopis, there's eight gopis that are considered main gopis, and this is mentioned in Padma Puran. And that's called the Astas. That's another list of Astasakis, of all the gopis, all different favorable, unfavorable parties, Vipakshasakis or Pakshasakis. There's the Astasakis, and they're described in the Padma Puran. Of all the gopis, eight are most intimate with Krishna. That's Radharani, Chandravali, Alita Vishaka, Pali, Shamala, Bhadra, Shaibya, Chitra. It's like this. A few, of course, Radha and Chandravali are there. So a few of them are from Radha's party, a few are from Chandravali's party, and a couple from another. This is a very famous list. It's in this book also, Appreciating the Known. And among those eight, two are most prominent. The two most prominent out of millions and billions of gopis in the spiritual world, two are the most prominent. Who are they? Radha and Chandravali. Radhika and Chandravali. And of those two, the chief number one is Radha Rani Ki Jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. So Balaram, his whole mood, although he has his enjoying spirit and he has his own mandris and sakis and he has his own rasa dance and he plays holy and throws colors on his gopis, he gets drunk with his gopis, he dances with them, he has jalkeli, all the pastimes he has, julan, that's all very secret and not been revealed. Because what's revealed is what Balaram wants to be revealed, because he's Bhagavan. When he's come to this world, he's revealed what he wants to be revealed. And what he wants to be revealed is the essential truth, which will be important for us. When all the avatars and forms of the Lord, they descend, either the Shaktivesh avatar or the Paratara, the Parakashta avatar, the Supreme Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan, when they come to this world, or the Acharyas, the Mahajans, they come for many purposes, to interact with their devotees. That's the main purpose, to exchanges of love between the Lord and his devotees. But also one of the primary purposes is to teach, to educate. To teach whom? To teach us, the conditioned souls, we conditioned souls. They come to teach us. So Balaram, he has a mission here. Although you can see in some few places in the Tikas of Vishwanath and other places in 10th Canto, the information leaks out. You say, oh, top secret leaked. Some top secrets leaked out from Apple computer and now Bill Gates has stolen their ideas or whatever. So some information is leaked out in the Tikas and purports of the 10th Canto about Balaram's gopis. I remember when I first joined, I never knew anything about that. I thought Balaram was just tagging along with Krishna. He was Krishna's sidekick and he was a gopa. And he had his cows and he went with... I didn't know he has gopis too? Balaram has his gopis too? Wow, that was a big new thing for me when I heard that. I mean, I didn't hear that for 10 years or so, or whatever. I just thought he's a coward boy. I mean, he has girlfriends? He has Rasleela? Balaram? That's right. So, but he doesn't, that's Gupta. That's Gupta Leela. That's very rahasya and secret. That's not what he wants to be taught. Krishna wants to teach about Sringhara Ras and Adi Ras. He wants to show it and teach it. This is the real thing, everybody. Not this bogus perversion of man, woman, husband, wife. This is the real thing, the Adi Ras. Janmadyasya Yataha. It all begins here with divine love based on dedication, submission, and surrender to the center, Krishna. This is perfect love, pure love, the love of Radha for me and my love for her. And everyone is to assist that and serve that. And anything else is a perversion, imitation. So this is Krishna's message. So he shows everything, A to Z. Sringhara Ras, conjugal love, Parakya Ras, Nikunja Leela, Nambrita Nikunja Leela, Rati Keli, all 100% Leela there, XYZ, X-rated. And he's Bhagavan. And Balaram is also Bhagavan. Swayam Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan. There's two peas in a pod. But, of course, Krishna alone is usually called Swayam Bhagavan, but they're basically the same. But Balaram is coming to teach something else. He's coming to teach the bliss of serving Krishna. Because he's Krishna's energetic expansion. Krishna's Sandini expansion is Balaram. But Balaram also has Ladini Shakti. Balaram also has Sambit Shakti. And he also has Ladini Shakti. Krishna has Sambit, Ladini, and Sandini also. And Radharani is his Shakti, but because she's Sarva Shakti Mai, Radharani also has Ladini Shakti. She's personified and predominator of that. But she also has Samvit and she also has Sandini. Because these are Shaktis. But she is presenting a certain aspect of Bhagavan, Eko Bahusham. She's presenting that Ladini aspect. It's almost like the Holy Trinity. In the Christianity, they hold the Holy Trinity. They talk about the Trinity. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Father, God the Father. The Son, the pure devotee. Jesus, the Son of God. He's not God. It's the Trinity. God, Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord. Then His Son, His pure devotee, His dedicated servant, Lord Jesus, or anyone for that matter, if comes pure devotee. Then the Holy Ghost. What is the Holy Ghost? This is a Christianity little class in catechism here. So then they asked this question of Prabhupada. They said, Prabhupada, the Christians have this concept of Holy Ghost, which is like the spirit, or it's the Atma, or it's the spirit that moves one towards God. Even they don't know what it is. You ask 10 Christians, what is the Holy Ghost? They said, I don't know. I don't like any ghosts. So then Prabhupada said, yes. And then he said, well, what do they say the Holy Ghost is? And he said, the spirit is that. He said, yes, Prabhupada said, yes, we have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is Krishna's holy name. Krishna's holy name is equivalent to the Holy Ghost. And the devotees were saying, why is that? Prabhupada said, because when that name gets inside of you, you can never get it out. When that holy name comes inside your heart and comes inside your mind, it will never leave you, no matter how much you try and get away from Krishna. So when a ghost, when you become inhabited by a ghost or possessed by a ghost, you can't get away unless they do heavy tantric or some kind of exorcism. They have these, the exorcist. Ghost. Out, ghost! Down! So they had to do tantric and so many things to get rid of ghosts. Christians have their thing. They take a silver cross or this or that. All the different rituals. And mistletoe or different herbs and do different tantric things. Ghost busting. They call it ghost busting. So Prabhupada said the holy name is the Holy Ghost. It's such a clever answer. So everyone here is ghostly haunted. I hope so. I hope you're ghostly haunted. I hope that ghost of the holy name has captured you and won't let you go. You sleep, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You wake up, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And you're bathing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You're dressing, Hare Krishna. So I was thinking that our concept, because the Trinity. What is the Trinity? What is the Trinity? Krishna, Balaram, and Radha. This is the Trinity. The Holy Trinity. The Christians have the Holy Trinity. We have the Holy Trinity. Krishna, Samvit Shakti. Radha, Ladini Shakti. Balaram, Sandini Shakti. And this is the sum and substance of everything. Every aspect of the tribhuti spiritual world and every aspect of the ekbhuti material world, which is the whole totality of reality, either physical or metaphysical reality, the spiritual or material, it's all there. They expand in so many variegated forms. Radha expands all the way on into Durga and all the way down. Balaram keeps expanding and Krishna's there. Krishna expands in Chaturvyuha as Vasudeva Krishna. So these three and their expansions are everything. We are part of Balaram. We are part and parcel of Balaram. Since Mamayavam Cho Jivaloke Jivabhuta Sanatana Manashastani Indrani Prakriti Stani Karshati. Right, in 15th chapter Gita, verse 7, I suppose. Mameva amsha jiva lakai. The jivas are my part. Krishna's saying, Mama amsha, that you are my part. You're my amsh. You're my part. Well, Krishna, you're saying that to Arjuna, and Krishna's teaching this ontological or existential philosophy. Atma tattva gyan in the Gita on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. But are we part of you, Krishna? Damodar, Madhav? Shamsundar, Gopinath, are we like really a part of you? Because you're a Swarup Shakti and we're Jiva Shakti. And you're a Swarup Shakti, we're Tatastha Shakti. We're actually stuck on you or a part of you. Well, you're a part of me, but not my directly me, but my expansion. Because Balaram expands the Purushavatars. And one of the Purushavatars is Mahavishnu. And you're part of me, you are part and parcel of me as Mahavishnu. So yes, I am part and parcel of Krishna, that's a fact. And I'm always with Krishna, and I'm always having Leela with Krishna. But what form of Krishna, and what plane of Leela? What is my plane of Leela? Is my plane of Leela Ayodhya? Is my plane, feel, let's say, Leela Stali. Is my Leela Stali Ayodhya? Or is it Vaikuntha? Or is it Mathura or Dwarka? Or Govardhan or Radhakund? Or is my field of Leela the Tata region, the Tatastha region? Yes, this is my field of Leela. In the Bahiranga Shakti, this is my field. In the Prakriti. So I'm having Leela, it's called Srishti Leela with Mahavishnu. He's exhaling and I'm coming into being and doing whatever I'm doing and he's trying to liberate me and I've refused. Then he inhales and I go back into his being and then he exhales. So we are part and parcel of Krishna. Isn't it? This is the actual understanding. So we are eternal parts and parcels of Balaram. Dauji Maharaja ki.
Jai.
But what is Balaram's whole intention for everyone? He wants everyone to serve Krishna. And as it says in Adi Leela, chapter 5, in Nityananda Tattva, Balaram Tattva, Balaram, he is always absorbed in Sevananda. Says the word is Sevananda. He's always absorbed in the bliss of arranging for Krishna's service. So, as Krishna has his Shakti expansion, and Balaram has his Shakti expansions, so these are some very interesting topics. The Trinity. The Holy Trinity. Christians have their Holy Trinity, and the Krishnas. The Christians have the Holy Trinity, and the Krishnas have the Holy Trinity. Radha Trinity, Balaram Trinity, and Krishna Trinity. Sanvit Krishna Trinity, Sandini Balaram Trinity, and Ladini Radha Trinity.